This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, a game show for today. And here's your host, Mark Richards.
Hi, and welcome to Starcade. Our two players have been warming up here in the bullpen for today's exciting competition, and they'll be competing against each other for some fantastic prizes by playing the newest and most exciting video arcade games in the entire world. Players, are you all set to play? How about you?
Yeah.
Well, let's go play Starcade. Welcome to Starcade. Let's meet our two players today. Right here we have Brian McKee.
Hello.
How are you, Brian?
Fine.
Good. And let's meet your opponent, and this is Jonah Coleman.
Hello.
How are you, Jonah?
Doing pretty well.
Are you all excited?
Yeah.
Good. Let's find out more about our two players. But before we get started, let's remind you that these two players have been matched up as contestants based on their playing ability on the various arcade games. How are you doing now? You're from what area of San Francisco?
Well, I'm from San Jose area, Cupertino, California.
Uh-huh. And I understand that you play a recorder.
Right. A recorder is a little instrument like a flute, but it's blown down straight through and it's made out of wood.
Can you imitate a recorder?
It sounds much like a flute and you go...
Thank you. I hope you can play the video games better than you can imitate a recorder.
It's hard when you're laughing.
Okay. And Jonah, I understand that you collect comic books.
Yeah.
And you have over 200.
Yeah, somewhere over that.
What's your most precious comic book of all you have?
I think it's probably X-Men number 94.
How much would you sell it for?
About 75 or 80.
Dollars.
Dollars.
All right. You'd part with it then?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. We're going to play Starcade right now with Jonah and Brian. Shake hands, if you will. Let's go to the podiums and get ready to play. On Starcade, we have five video games, as you can see right behind me here. And both of you players will be playing three of the same game. Then the overall high score at the end of the program gets to play one of the two remaining games for the grand prize, which is your very own video arcade game. And here's Kevin to tell you what the prize is. Kevin?
It's Centuri's Swimmer, a wet and wild adventure down a dangerous river. It's Swimmer, furnished by Centuri.
That's the grand prize. Now, you'll both be playing two rounds of competition, and the winner of each round gets to play for the bonus round, which you can win some prizes. And the overall winner at the end of the program gets to play for the grand prize. So right now, let's find out more about the five games on today's Starcade program. And Kevin, please describe them if you will.
Mark, game number one is Domino Man, a domino setup marked for disaster. Game two is Buck Rogers. You're on a mission in space. Game three is Pole Position, and you're on the fast track. Game four, Holy Moly, take your mark and whack-a-moly. Rescue is game number five, a flight to save and defend.
There they are. Some of those games you'll recognize, others will be brand new to you. And let me tell you right now, both Brian and Jonah, that behind one of those arcade games is a bonus prize. You pick that game, and the bonus prize is yours. So good luck to you. We're going to ask you a question to see who goes first. This question is based on video arcade games. I'll ask the question. The first one to buzz and answer correctly gets to pick first. Here we go. The video game considered to be the very first was... Jonah?
Space Invaders.
No. You should have let me finish the question.
Is
it Pong or Breakout? It doesn't matter. It's Pong. Brian, you get to pick the very first game.
Right.
And, Brian, which one will it be?
I would have to go with Pole Position.
You're going with Pole Position, and why did you pick that game?
I like driving games.
You like driving games? Well, here's Kevin to tell us all about Pole Position while we go on over to the playing area.
Right.
Get behind the wheel of a Formula One racing machine and experience an incredible contest of driving skill and endurance. Increase your score by accelerating to top speeds and passing other cars on the course. Complete the course with time to spare and earn more points. If you're the best, you'll qualify for the pole position in the race to come.
Okay, Brian, now you told me that you played this game before.
Yes, I have.
What's the highest score?
I've scored about 40,000 points.
Well, how many points do you think you can score in 40 seconds?
That's going to be a harder one, about 5,000, I hope.
Well, let's see if you can. Position, please. You have 40 seconds to accumulate as many points as possible on pole position. And, Brian, if you're all set, ready and begin.
The pole qualifier.
Brian, what, how many points did you say you'd score?
I was hoping to do 5,000.
Well, you did 5,580, and that's very good. Right, almost right on the dot. Okay, you go on back to your podium area, and Jonah, come on down, if you will. Jonah, have you ever played this game?
Yes, I have.
You think you can do better than 5,580?
I hope so.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to restart the machine, and you again, you have 40 seconds on the time clock to beat Brian's score. You all set to play?
Sure am.
Good luck to you, Jonah. Turn around, get in playing position, if you will. 40 seconds on the clock. Ready and begin.
Prepare to qualify.
I guess you know that you beat Brian, right?
Yeah.
And you have a total of 6,450 points, so you win the game on the pole position. And a very happy and excited Jonah right here. We'll be back with another round of competition and another game as we play more Starrcade following these words. Welcome back to Starrcade, and at the end of the first half of the first round of competition, our score, Brian McGee with 5,580 points, and Jonah Coleman with 6,450 points, and Jonah, you're ahead by 870 points. And we're going to play another game in this round of competition, and the high score gets to play the bonus round for some prizes. You all set to go? Another question based on video arcade games. Hands on your buzzer, and don't forget we have four games remaining, and one of those four games has a special prize attached to it, so good luck to you. In the game of kangaroo, the mother kangaroo must avoid objects being hurled at her by a nest of nasty monkeys. What are these objects? Brian.
Apples.
You got it. Apples is right. Oranges was the other answer. And Brian, you get to pick one of the four remaining games. Which one will it be?
I think I'll go with rescue.
And you got the bonus prize. That is what it is. It's rescue. And let's find out what you've won, and here's Kevin to tell you what it is. Kevin?
It's a gift certificate for a pair of Wrangler jeans and a Wrangler denim jacket. Comfortable clothes for tough customers by Wrangler.
Very good. That's your prize for picking Rescue. And let me ask you, why did you pick Rescue?
I wanted to catch up, and I thought that that was one game that I could score a lot of points on.
Well, let's see how well you can score. Come on over to the playing area, and here's Kevin to tell us how Rescue is played. Kevin?
It's a game of rescue, and you're the hero piloting your chopper in to pick up the parachutists swimming for their lives in the shark-infested waters. Airlift them to the safety of the island, defending yourself from the enemy choppers, ships, and submarines. Score a shark for points, because you're the hero in rescue.
Well, Brian, this game is very important. We're playing for the bonus round. Of course, Jonah's ahead by 870 points. This is a very important round for you.
Yes.
Okay, we're playing rescue.
Right.
And you have 40 seconds on the clock to get as many points as you possibly can. And you in position?
Yes.
Good luck to you. Here's rescue. Ready and begin. Disappointed. What's the problem?
I think I could have done better.
Well, I'll tell you. You got yourself 4,075 points for your efforts on rescue. Not too bad. Come on over, Jonah. Jonah, you're in a very comfortable lead right now. And this is a very interesting and exciting round because if you beat Brian with the high score, you get to play the bonus round.
Right.
You all set to play?
Sure am.
Your turn on rescue. Again, we're going to give you 40 seconds on the time clock. Here's Jonah. On the rescue, so one to go on back and join Brian at the podium, and we're going to find out who our winner is and gets to play the bonus round. And looking at the scores, Brian McGee has 9,655 points, and Jonah Coleman 9,950. And our winner for the first round of competition is Jonah, and that was close, 295 point lead. You're very close, but we have another game coming up in just a few minutes. That means, Jonah, you get to play with us on the bonus round. So come on down, if you will, please, and join me over here. And behind us are four TV screens, and we're going to show you four different video arcade games. And you identify them correctly, and you'll win yourself some prizes. And here's Kevin to tell you just what those prizes are. Kevin?
Jonah, for three correct answers, the whole band is right in your hand with a Casio VL Tone, five different instruments, 10 rhythms from rock to rumba, and a calculator, too. The VL Tone from Casio, where miracles never cease. And for four correct answers, it's ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcades. Your vision is our vision, ColecoVision from Coleco.
Well, those are the prizes, Jonah.
All right.
You're all set to play?
Sure am.
Turn around with me and take a look at our TV monitors, and I'm going to make it easy for you by giving you two choices of an answer.
All right.
So watch carefully. Number one, is that Zaxxon or Starflight?
Zaxxon.
Correct. Number two, is it Frogger or Frog Speedway?
Frogger.
Yes. Number three, is that Solar Cadet or Solar Fox?
Solar Fox.
You got it. And for the big prize, number four, is that Alien Attack or Space Invaders?
Space Invaders.
You got them all. You got... Right. Jonah, congratulations. You won the big prize. And how do you feel?
Great.
Well, that's good. We have another game coming up, and you might play another bonus round. And don't forget, you're going to be playing against Brian for your very own video arcade game coming up next on More of Starcade. And welcome back to another round of competition on Starcade. We have Brian McGee and Jonah Coleman, and the big winner so far. Well, you're both winners. You won on guessing the right machine for the bonus prize, and you won the bonus round. So you're both winners so far as we go into our second round of competition. We have one game to play with a 30-second time limit. The winner of this round gets to play another bonus game. And, of course, you're both playing for the video arcade game of your very own. So if you're all set to play, we're going to start you off at zero. Here is your question. Based on video arcade games, hands on your buzzer, please. We have three games remaining. The video game that inspired a Saturday morning TV cartoon series was... Brian.
Pac-Man.
You got it. It's Pac-Man. And the other is Jump Bug. I never heard of Jump Bug as a game show, but anyway, we're going to play with you right now, Brian. We have three games remaining. We have Domino Man, Buck Rogers, and Holy Moly. Which is your choice?
I'm going to go with Domino Man.
Domino Man, and tell me why.
I think I can score the most points on that. The other two are pretty low scoring in 30 seconds.
Well, we're going to see how many you can score on Domino Man, and here's Kevin to tell us how Domino Man is played while we go over to the playing area.
Domino Man's your name, and building a domino chain is your game. But there's a mean old bully and a pesky bee out to stop you. Whack the bee with a domino or jump on the bully's head. Every domino in the chain earns you points. But be careful, there's clumsy people knocking them over, and that could lead to disaster. Stop a falling chain by racing ahead and removing a domino. You're the Domino Man.
Well, Brian, you've chosen Domino Man as your game for this round, and you said you can score a lot of points?
Yes, I think I can.
Well, good luck to you. 30 seconds this round of competition, and you're playing for the bonus round, of course, the grand prize of your own video arcade game. Good luck to you, Brian, and begin. You've got that disappointing look again.
I know. I think I could have done better again.
You have yourself 3,700 points for Domino Man. And you go on back to the podium right now. And Jonah, come on up here. This is a very important round, you know. You beat 3,700 points, and you get to play the bonus round again for some more prizes. Are you familiar with Domino Man?
Yeah.
You think you can beat 3,700?
I hope so.
Good luck to you. 30 seconds on the clock. Jonah, it's up to you now. 30 seconds, ready, and begin. Like, you know you've won.
Yeah.
How do you know you've won?
Because I got a higher score than them.
You know what? You got yourself 5,159 points, and you are the big winner. So you come on back right now to the podium, and I bet you're really excited.
Sure am.
That means you won the first round of competition. You also won the second round. You come down here with me for the bonus round for your second time. And, you know, this is old hat to you right now, isn't it? Behind me are four TV screens. We're going to show you four video arcade games. You identify them correctly, and you're going to win these prizes. And here's Kevin to tell you what they are.
For three correct answers, it's the tabletop version of Midway's Pac-Man, complete with joystick control and even shows best score, the arcade game you take home with you, Midway's Pac-Man by Coleco. And for four correct answers, it's the Texas Instruments home computer. For education, home finance, and entertainment, it's not just for playing, it's also for learning, a home computer furnished by Texas Instruments.
Hey, they sound good, don't they, Jonah?
Yeah.
Let's go. Good luck to you. I'm going to give you two potential answers for each game. Here we go with number one. Is that Chopper Pilot or Cobra?
Cobra.
You got it. Number two. Is it Pac-Man or Mrs. Pac-Man?
Miss Pac-Man.
Right. Number three. Is that Space Duel or Starfight?
Space Duel.
Yes. And now for the big prize, number four. Is this Tax Scan or Armada Attack?
Tax Scan.
You got it again! Jonah, you know your video game.
Yeah.
You won both prizes. And right now, we're going to total up the scores in just a moment or so to see who gets to play for the big grand prize, your very own video arcade game, right after these words. Welcome back to Starcade. It's time now to tally up our points from the first three games and see who the big winner is and gets to play for the grand prize, the very own video arcade game called Swimmer. Right now, let's look at the scores. Brian McGee, you have 13,355 points. And Jonah Coleman, 15,109. And Jonah is our winner. But, Brian, I want to thank you very much for playing with us today, and I'm sure you had some fun, and you did win a prize.
Yes.
And you'll be back with us again maybe in the near future.
Hopefully.
And keep playing those video arcade games, won't you? All right, Jonah, we have two games remaining, and we have for you your choice of either Buck Rogers or Holy Moly. Now, which one of those would you like to choose? But before we tell you that and you make a decision, if you choose Buck Rogers, you must score 1,450 points. And if you choose the Holy Moly game, you must score 390 points. Now, those are the average scores of 20 people playing those games for 30 seconds, and you have 30 seconds on the clock also. Which one will it be?
Holy Moly.
Holy Moly it is. And why did you choose Holy Moly?
I'm pretty sure I can beat 390 on it.
You think so? Well, you come on over to the playing area with me, and here's Kevin to tell you how to play Holy Moly.
It's a video whack-a-moly. Watch carefully and move fast as the moles pop up from their burrows. Whack away for points and keep an eye out for King Mole, because he's worth even more points. It's heads, not tails, worth the score when you whack-a-mole on Holy Moly.
So good luck to you. Turn around, in position, please. 30 seconds on the clock. Ready and begin. Both Brian, you've got it. Congratulations, Jonah. Here come the boosters, Brian and everybody. Jonah has won the big prize, the video arcade game called Swimmer. Come on over here a second. How do you feel, Jonah?
Great.
You know, you had 30 seconds on the clock, but you kind of gave up after 20 seconds because you knew you had already won.
No, I was counting up the bonus points.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're counting up the bonus points. We'll see you again next time.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.